Talking Tesla.
I'm not sure if like my foot should be on the brake or the accelerator.
Because they put rings on Elon.
It must be some sort of geometrical algorithm.
I don't think you need to touch the steering wheel there, Tom.
Oh, I'm sure there's some math. So SpaceX, here's the deal. Landing a rocket on a drone ship is key.
Charger.
How am I expected to drive a car without autopilot? Safely.
Charger. You know, I'm not a good Parker, Tom.
Yeah.
I'll be the first to admit it. Yeah. I just think that this is a car company that is run by super geeks. All the other cars are going to be stupid cars compared to this car.
You don't even have to remember that. You've got a Model X. I have seen the future, and it is light pole charging.
No, I wouldn't call it a screw-up. Do you like your Model X?
God, it's beautiful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mel Herbert here for a Talking Tesla tweener. As you know, we do two big shows. One is free on the interwebs on YouTube and on the iTunes store, as it were. And one we have behind the Patreon wall. And then we do a couple of these tweeners just to keep people updated. And again, you can find it both on YouTube and the audio you can find on your favorite podcast player for Talking Tesla. So in this week's tweener, I want to go over some of the sort of most recent news and show you some pictures and pretty things. And if you're listening to the audio, you're going to miss out on this, but we're doing this on YouTube as well. And so the first thing, this is from Teslarati. We love those guys. This is a story about the fact that the Model 3 configurator is now open in both China and in Europe. And in Europe, we're told that they've already had 14,000 orders already. This is good news for Tesla because as we expect that the number of cars that desire in the US starts to go down a little bit, then China and Europe will pick up. Although, you know, Tesla has been dropping the price of the car. We're going to get to that by about $2,000. And that mid-range version has some improvements. So we might not see the biggest drop as I thought, although the tax credits are going away, which could be a big deal. But in Europe, actually in China, and I don't know why this is, in China they have these new aero wheels. And we talked about this on one of the big shows last week. So let me zoom in on that. These are aero wheels on the Chinese version of the car. We haven't seen these on the US version. I don't think we've seen these on the European version. They're a little different from the aero wheels that are on the Model 3 here in the US. Now, a lot of people don't like these aero wheels. So again, this is the one here in the US. This is the Chinese one. And I got to say, the Chinese version does look a bit cooler. I don't know if they're as good. But these aero wheels give you about 10% extra range. 10% extra range. To me, that is absolutely huge. So instead of the car going 300 miles, it can go 330 miles, for example. And I'd love to see these come back to the Model S and to the Model X if they could pull it off. And I don't know why. I know that when they had these on the Model S, they weren't very popular. People thought them ugly. But I think today, people are getting much more used to these. And for me personally, I've got an S that has about 300-mile range. If you could slap on these plastic puppies and get me another 30 miles, up to 30 miles in range, have at it. And if you can make them really pretty, like the Chinese version, dang, I'd do it. I don't know why they haven't done that. There must be a good reason. We'll discuss it on the main show. Obviously, the big thing that's been happening in the last few weeks is that, you know, this is the first week of the new year, and Tesla had their little letter that goes out that says, well, here's our sales for Q4. This is different than the earnings call, which we always cover in a lot of details, which is where Elon and the team get to talk about, you know, what they did in that quarter and their sales and all the finances. This is just a quick note to say, here's what our delivery were. So this is an article from Inside EVs, and the vital points of information goes something like this. Production grew in Q4 to 86,555 vehicles, 8% more than their all-time prior high, which was Q3. This included 61,394 Model 3 vehicles in line with their guidance and 15% more than in Q3, and about 25,000 Model S and Model X cars, which is sort of consistent now with their longer term sort of plan to do about 100,000 of those really high-end expensive vehicles per year. So they said this in 2015, we delivered a total of 245,000 vehicles, about 146,000 Model 3 and about 100,000 Model S and X. To put our growth into perspective, we delivered almost as many cars in 2018 than all of the prior years combined from 2012 to 2017. So that is a lot of cars. And as I said, they dropped the price on the Model 3 a bit, I think because of the tax incentives going away. They wanted to sort of reduce that burden. And also the Model 3 mid-range version has gone now from a rated 260 miles range to 264. Not a big deal, but nice. Now, there's a nice little picture here from Clean Technica, which is a graph of the deliveries of the Model 3 and the Model X and S. And I just want you to get a feel for that. Just in the last year, we've reached that hockey stick that Elon has been talking about. I mean, look at this. This has just gone up about fivefold since last year in terms of deliveries. That is remarkable. Despite all this, of course, Tesla's stock price has been getting pummeled for a number of reasons. One of those reasons is because all stocks in the US and probably throughout the world now are getting pummeled. Last year, the stock market went down a lot. It's going down again. There's a lot of volatility out there politically and with China. Tesla's stock price went down because the estimates were that it was even going to be a little bit better than this. And I won't go into sort of deliveries versus production because I really don't care about that stuff. But one thing, and this is an article from Teslarati, Tesla is now the biggest selling premium automaker in the US. It has taken out BMW and Mercedes, and that is incredible. For a car manufacturer that's really only been around about 10 years and really only for real for 5 years, to be able to take out these kids that have been around for 100 years is absolutely amazing. And I think a big giant wake-up call to them. So on part of that, what's next? What's going to continue to drive more cars being sold by Tesla? It's clearly Europe and China in the next sort of year or so. And so we have here, and this is from The Drive, that Tesla has begun construction at that Model 3, at that Gigafactory, where they're going to build Model 3s in China. So they've got the land, they've put up some fencing. And what is stunning to me is that they think that they're going to be able to start production of the Model 3 in the Chinese Gigafactory 3, in the second half of 2019. So they have to build the structure and then bring in the lines and all the other stuff, all of the stuff they need to build these things in 6 months. Now, that we know the Chinese work really fast. They build things very quickly. The Chinese government's involved in this, so that really helps you know, with your getting all your permits and stuff done. But it'll be interesting to see if they can pull this off. And I think it'll be tense, baby, tense. Just as they have at Fremont, the line, which is basically built in a tent, they'll build a shell around this thing and the way to get stuff in and stuff out and inside all that equipment will be intense, baby. Mark my word. But 2019, to me, is all about the Model Y. And here is a rendering, and this is from MarketWatch. Here's that Tesla rendering of the sort of the tease of the Model Y. I'm so excited about this, and I know I talk about it a lot, but the unveil of this is probably going to be in March, we think, almost certainly. That production might begin by the end of 2019. That is a big maybe. It might be early 2020. And it's going to be built on the Model 3 frame. I hope they're going to lose those Falcon Wing doors. I hope they put in a bigger battery so that, because this will probably have more air resistance because of the shape than the Model 3, then if it's like S and X, then it might require sort of 10% more energy to get you the same distance. So I'd like to see them put in a bigger battery so that we keep at least that 310 range at the high end. And I would love to see this at 400 miles range by sticking in, say, a 100 kilowatt battery. And it's obviously going to be fully autonomous if they can make that chipset work. And they're going to have to build this at Gigafactory 1 because Fremont is at capacity. But if they do all those things, I mean, look at this car again. Whoa, if they do all these things, they're going to sell a lot of these because this is the form factor that people want. It's the form factor I want. It's the form factor that the market wants. People like that SUV. They like to sit up a little higher. You get a bit better view out of there than sitting lower in sort of a sedan. And that's why sedan sales are collapsing. And that's why here in the US, Ford and GM are basically not making them anymore. And if you can make it electric, and if you can make it beautiful, and if you can get rid of the Falcon Wing doors, and if it goes a long way, and they will sell literally millions of these. This will kill the market if they can get the price down and have a nice range from a low end up to a sort of a more expensive, they'll do very well. And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want to talk about my media pick. Black Mirror on Netflix is a really fantastic show if you like sort of dystopian shows. And Black Mirror, I don't know, is this Bandersnatch? Is this sort of a choose your own ending? And I watched it last night. Unfortunately, it doesn't work on Apple TV, but it works on your other Apple devices and your Android devices and Chrome devices, I believe. And what you do is you're watching the show, but at certain points, you get to help choose where the direction of the show is going to go. And I watched it last night. Don't want to give away any spoilers. I think it's really interesting. But I can tell you from my point of view, and I can't wait to talk to the boys when we're all in studio next, I found it like, this is not the entertainment I want. I either want to play a video game where I'm shooting things, blowing things up, or driving real fast, or I just want to passively ingest a show. I don't want to be making decisions. Just give me a good ending. Maybe give me a couple of alternate endings, but I don't want to have to click go this way and that. But it's early days. Maybe this is going to be a big thing, and maybe I'm going to come around. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the show is Talking Tesla. Tom and Robert can't be here because it's a tweener, but the big show we're going to record in about a week. My name's Mel Herbert. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.